Illegal migrant charged with murdering Texas man in front of his family. By Paul Bois on May 2, 2025. An illegal migrant has been charged with shooting and killing a Texas man at point-blank range in front of his family. Andres Fernandez de la Paz, a Cuban national, allegedly murdered ex-brother-in-law, Edieski Incencio Pinheiro, at his home in Harris County. It was later revealed de la Paz stayed in the United States despite a prior arrest for credit card skimming, a prior murder case, and previously threatening to kill the family before fleeing to Mexico. Per KPRC2.3 law enforcement sources told KPRC2 News that Fernandez de la Paz was under FBI investigation connected to a credit card skimming scheme prior to his arrest for murder. The suspect's criminal history includes a previous murder case from 2016, when he allegedly shot two men, killing one. Prosecutors dismissed that case the next year, writing in records that it couldn't be proven beyond a reasonable doubt and citing self-defense issues. The Sour Lake Police Department arrested him in June 2023 after discovering skimming devices during a traffic stop in Hardin County. The police chief said officers stopped him just after he and two others had placed one at a gas pump. Reza Cedeño Sosa, the murder victim's wife, described her husband as a wonderful person. "He was a wonderful person. I don't have any bad memories of him. He was a good father and friend," she told reporters. The wife's sister, who previously had a relationship with de la Paz, had been staying at the house and said he had been toxic and violent. Though an immigration judge ordered de la Paz removed in 2019, he stayed in the United States after the Cuban government refused his return, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, said in a lengthy statement. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement encountered Andres Fernandez de la Paz, a 36-year-old criminal alien from Cuba, April 28, at the Harris County Jail in Houston, Texas, following his arrest for homicide, and an immigration detainer was lodged with the jail. Fernandez was paroled into the United States September 26, 2014, by U.S. Customs and Border Protection at the Brownsville Port of Entry, for a period of 2 years. Fernandez failed to depart the United States on time, violating the terms of his admission. Since that time, Fernandez has continued to remain in the U.S. illegally and has been convicted of several criminal offenses, including evading arrest and twice for credit or debit card abuse. Fernandez is also currently charged in Fort Bend County, Texas, with allegedly committing credit or debit card abuse for a third time. An immigration judge from the Justice Department's Executive Office for Immigration Review ordered Fernandez removed to Cuba June 28, 2019. However, the Cuban government refused to accept his return at that time, preventing ICE from carrying out his removal, a spokesperson. Reza Cedeño Sosa has asked for the maximum penalty on de la Paz for the murder of her husband. "What I ask now from the justice system is justice for my husband's death. Give him the maximum penalty they can give," she told reporters. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.